Before Utah can balance its budget, Congress needs to settle on which cuts it'll make to the federal budget so that all states know exactly how much federal money will flow their ways. State Representative Craig Powell expects lawmakers will be called back into special session to have to deal with final budget numbers.
Yeah, it really shows how intertwined we are with intergovernmental relations in our country. You know, there are good sides and bad sides, of course, to that. And one of the difficulties here is that Congress works on a year-round schedule, but we have a fixed legislative term here in session here in Utah, of course, so we're done on March 14th, and if we don't have the information that we need about the federal funds by that point, I imagine we'll have to come back into special session later in the year.
40% of the budget, he says, comes from federal dollars.
What we call state budget, the part that we control, is actually only about $5 billion out of about $13 or $14 billion when you take everything else into account. And so we try to do a good job of setting that budget each year, but that's the only part that we control.
One bill that Powell is sponsoring this year is a bill he first introduced back in 2009 to limit campaign contributions. At that time, he had no support for it.
It was quite complex, and of course, my colleagues in legislative leadership said that it wasn't going to go anywhere. Since then, I myself have just pushed voluntary refusal to accept lobbyist money, which is what I've always done.
Now he says, as more people are talking about ethics reform, it's time to run the bill again.
So this is a simple proposal that I've introduced, which is a single upper limit on all races, all candidates for state offices, and that would be $9,999 in any election for the entire election. And that would, at least in my view, eliminate those huge, really what seem to be the egregious, you know, $50,000 and $100,000 and even more type contributions.
Powell has titled his bill Utah's first GUI bill, governing under the influence. While his colleagues think it's a clever title, not many are changing their minds to support it.
There are at least a few colleagues of mine who say that they're willing to look at that. Leadership has not spoken about it at all, and I don't expect them to anytime soon. We're going to have to get more of a groundswell, I think, from the bottom, just because it's such an entrenched way of governing right now in our state, and to be frank, in other states.
That's State Representative for District 54, Craig Powell. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.